Spielberg's Munich.
I believe that there are some reports that I've read as well. There have been reports of these craft hovering over military facilities, over nuclear power plants, over Rocky Mountain area as well, in which we have produced a lot of the plutonium, things like that. And more X-Man and what have you. And so we have the very well documented incidents in the United Kingdom and Britain as well. So I think that as a wise precaution, of course. We talk about why observe it. I think that's the primary reason right there, to keep an eye on exactly what we would do to ourselves and everybody else for the sheer sake of playing who's right and who's wrong.
Well, You have to wonder how and react to the knowledge that we have these weapons, and then if we cast a large, then we will reach the events of, you know, a little crisis that's going on.
Right.
And so you have to wonder, is it your view that if something awful started, they would stop it?
That they have intervened on three circumstances in the last 45 years.
Really? Care to name them?
I think that anybody who does a little research would find it for themselves. But there are several, there are three circumstances in which we were on the brink, and that was de-escalated because of some extracurricular help.
That's pretty intriguing. Can you actually back that up, or are you just repeating stories, or what?
I can only, on some of that, I can relate that information directly from Mr. Dembski, who was involved in one of those circumstances.
No kidding.
That's correct.
All right, what I'd like to do when we get back, if we could, is to allow the audience to ask you questions. And I imagine you're going to get both the people who think that there's some possibility that what you say is correct with regard to bases on the moon and all the rest of what we've discussed and talked about. And there's going to be people who, I think they'll take both sides. At any rate, it'll be interesting. So are you kind of ready for questions?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I enjoy them.
All righty then. Stay right there. Len Steckling is my guest, and if nothing else, this certainly is intriguing.